No, 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 no! Let's try something else. Hit it, Joe.
Three idiots sharing memories with fans who watched the show. It's the best of both worlds.
Hey, friends, welcome to another episode of Best of Both Our Worlds, the official, unofficial Hannah Montana podcast, where three idiots share our memories of Hannah Montana with the fans so they get a chance to see the other side of the best damn Disney show ever.
Yes.
I am the world's oldest stay. That's a Stray Kids fan. Jason Earls.
You're not going to say it, though?
What? No, I did a different intro this time.
Oh, you make Shannon sad.
I will not stay in your box, Doug.
It's not my box, it's her box.
I will not stay in your box.
No, seriously, I'm not going to do it, so go ahead.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm Shannon Flynn. I was a director on Hannah Montana and also the acting coach. Thank you very much.
I am Douglas Danger Liebline. I was one of the writers and co-executive producer, and I did not play Jackson Rod Stewart.
Oh, thank you.
I did it for you, Shanny. I did it for you.
Thank you so much.
It's bad, but at least
I
did it.
Let's get through our business because I'm so excited for this episode.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
One of my all-time favorite people. You probably see her in the wide shot, but we're going to ignore and pretend like it's not happening until we get to the official introduction. So Shannon, hit us with the...
Before we jump into today's little babow sweet niblets, we want to thank everyone so much for all the support. Your likes, your comments, and questions mean absolutely the world to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So we started this new segment called the Fanna Montana Spotlight.
Such a good name.
Whatever came up with that name.
All right.
And then we'd like to share a few of our favorite fan comments.
Yes. The first one I'm going to take because it's me. It's Molly Clues left a comment on Instagram. She wrote, happy birthday, Jason. Thank you for being everyone's TV big brother. Thank you for cheese jerky, for Rico's, for the laughs and the joy. You truly are the best. Have the best day. That means the world to me. Thank you so much. I had so many, because you guys put that video online shouting me out, I got so many great messages and videos and stuff. So thank you.
It was
everybody.
Jason's birthday recently.
A couple weeks ago.
It was the best.
And at Fairy546 left a comment on YouTube, and they wrote, we all know and love Jason, and I'm also glad we're getting to know Danger and Shannon. They bring such great perspectives.
Thank you.
You are fairy number one. Dude, for me.
We see a lot of these comments though about how it's as opposed to just like an actor driven memories of this lame, you know, the talent.
Yeah.
That we actually get a chance to see like so many different sides of the show. And so I'm so happy that we
best
do this together.
Both our worlds, all of
us. Both our worlds. So if you're thinking, if you would like to be on the Fanna Montana Spotlight, please leave us a comment or a review on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Morse code, Carrier Pigeon, whatever. You know, even pick up the old phone and ringy-dingy. I don't know where. But you're in the running because we love to see them and we read all of them. We truly do. So thank you.
Yes. And my little sweet niblet for this episode is it's another special episode. We have a very, very special guest. I'm going to introduce in 1 second, but first we have to do very, very quick fit check. So for me, I am wearing my Born to Be Brave hoodie from High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I wonder if that's a clue.
It will make sense in about 25 seconds. So I'm very excited. And I'm also comfy today, which I love.
I'll go next because I think that Doug's fit check will absolutely lead into what our very important thing is. This is for Doug Danger Liebline. I'm shouting out my grad school, which was the Yale School of Drama. Thank you very much, where I received my Master's of Fine Arts in directing.
We know you're smart. We get it. You have 4 Emmys, too.
You're welcome,
rub it in.
America.
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
I love that.
And mine is a little shout-out to our guest. It is a Merlin's Academy shirt, because maybe it has something to do with who we have here today. Who do we have here today?
Let's just get into the intro. This is I'm just I'm beside myself. I'm so excited. Okay, so listen, guys, our guest today is one of my favorite people in the entire universe. She is an immensely talented actress, singer, and dancer. Now, as we've established, I am barely a single threat, so I bow down to her. She is a legitimate triple threat. She was born in Los Angeles and partially raised in Baltimore by her mom, Ms. Kimberly Brooks, who is a phenomenal performer in her own right.
That's right.
Put a little respect on that. Mm-hmm. Her grandmother was part of the 1960s soul group The Royalettes. She's been performing her entire life, but she broke out in a major way in the 2018 Disney movie Freaky Friday. She's hosted Disney's Magic Bake Off. I had the pleasure of working with her for four seasons on High School Musical, the musical, the series, where she played the unstoppable Courtney Green.
Ugh,
and most recently, you guys, she starred in her Emmy-nominating turn as Uliana in Descendants, The Rise of Red. I consider her a dear, dear friend, and I hope she considers me her biggest fan. Please welcome the iconic Miss Dara Renee.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm fan of every single person in this room. Jason, literally, we have such a connection because of all the years we spent together, and I'm so grateful to be here. So thank you for having me.
Was that was that a good intro?
That was. I loved it.
I feel like I could have done like five more minutes, but I wanted to hurry up and get to talking to you. So.
I know.
We're so excited. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
I think we're going to start off. We're going to ask you some Hannah stuff since this is a Hannah podcast, but we are really going to jump into you as a performer and a person because
absolutely 100%.
We love you so much.
I love you.
Okay, so the show, when it first came out, you were 5 years old.
Like, woo!
I know. Yes. I know. It makes me feel so old. Did you watch the show when it first came out, or is it something you discovered? Was you got a little bit older?
I watched the premiere. I was like die hard because I was like a pop star. Like, wait a second, stop the picture. Like, I need to see what's happening. And I just fell in love with the show. It was so fun. It was so goofy. Mm-hmm. And like, I literally would be up like late, like watching the premiere at like 7 o'clock. It was great. It's literally my childhood. I went to every single like musical event my friends were having. We all dressed up as Hannah Montana with the wigs and everything. Like,
did you watch the show with your mom? Because I know you have a very like musical family.
Yes.
Was it something that you watched with your mom, or was it more of a solo thing?
It was more like my mom would go to work and she'd be like, "You like this show? Let's put it on." And I'd be like, yeah.
"Thank you, Kim.
We raised you. You did." You're like our child.
I love it.
Is there anything that sticks out as like a favorite episode or a favorite moment from the show?
Oh my goodness. I have so many favorite moments. Like, one of my all-time favorite would be like the collaboration episodes that you guys did with like Raven Simone. Zach and Cody. I was like so obsessed because I would like tell all my friends, like, guys, like, it's the night. Like, sleep over. Yeah. And then just literally every episode was like a new song, which I also enjoyed. Because I was like going home and like looking up and writing down the lyrics and like figuring it out. So I had quite a bit. I had quite a bit of favorite episodes. I'm trying to think of one in my head.
Like, they all sort of like, what's funny is like it's been so long, but like they all sort of like blur in like my mind together.
Yes.
I'll remember specific in like jokes or like a specific scene, but like entire episodes, they all just sort of like run together for me.
Yeah, I love it. I also, wait, now it's coming to me. I love the episode where Hannah Montana reveals who she is to, I'm going to say his real name, Mitchell Musso.
Oh, yeah.
And literally,
oh,
like, Oliver, and like flips the wig on, and I'm like, yes. Like, you know, like, she just, that was one of my favorites.
There were so many fun times when we had to, like, not really secure that wig on her head so that she could take it off really fast.
Right,
and it always looked
And it always
remarkable.
Looked a little bit off, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, when it was, like, fully, like, on there, it was, like, nice. But then sometimes it was just sort of resting on there like a like a stuffed.
Right,
You want to finish that thought?
No, like a stuffed animal.
Got you. Do you have a favorite Miley song or a favorite Hannah Montana song?
Yes. I grew up with Queen, so I have like her era when she was Miley and then her Hannah Montana era. Mm-hmm. So I love Rockstar for Hannah Montana.
Okay.
That resonates very deeply.
Absolutely.
And then for Miley, I love Seven Things. Mm-hmm. fly on the wall, and can't be tamed.
Can't be tamed.
Can't be tamed.
Can't be tamed.
Have you ever, I'm going to go off script. Have you ever covered one? Have they asked you yet? Why have they not asked you to cover
I
one?
I want to. I'm like, Disney.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Disney.
I would love to.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. I know every song.
All right, you heard it here first. It's going to happen eventually.
I know. Did you used to like stand with a brush in the mirror singing yes. Rockstar? And, like,
I had the album.
Did
CD.
You ever record yourself doing it?
I don't know.
Kim,
if I
did she ever record herself doing it?
I feel like I probably did on like my little, what is the called when you have this type of camera?
The little it's not an iPhone. Thing.
Yeah.
I could totally see you like singing Can't Be Tamed. And then your mom coming to me like.
She literally was like,
she like yes, you
there?
Can be tamed. I'd like to see you try to not be tamed.
Hold on.
Like,
shut those lyrics.
When you were watching the show, did you identify more with Miley or Lily? Like, did you have like one that you gravitated to, or was there some things you liked about one versus the other? What was your?
That's such a good question. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like personality wise, Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Fashion-wise, I love Lily.
She's so great.
I love the wigs. I love the, like, extroverted just outfits.
Did you like it as when she was just Lily as herself, or is it the Lola?
Lola.
Lola.
Lola. I mean, I love Lily, though. Don't get me wrong. She was
She was a little, like, skatery, though.
Yeah. Which I love, too, but, like, I love her in a bob.
Punk rock Lola is absolutely the best.
Yes.
Like, creepers and the wigs and the stuff. Mm.
What was your favorite wig color for her?
I loved her pink.
Pink is great.
Pink will always do it for me. Her pink and, like, the blue shirt that she had with checkered pants.
Oh, yeah! Yeah. See, and that was still a nod to the kind of skater look that she
was. It was. It all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to go back, if you were your age now or a little younger when Hannah came, and you had to go back and cast yourself in a role in Hannah, who would you want to play?
Hannah.
Well, that ain't
100%
hard.
100% her.
I would love to be Hannah Montana.
I would watch that show.
Oh,
I would
100%.
Watch that show. Because you know what I would love to see you play, like, whatever, like, the normal, like, almost like nerdy girl going through school and life,
yes.
like where she gets picked on by Amber and Ashley,
yes.
and then watch you turn it on and like just kill as Hannah Montana. Yeah.
I would
totally watch that show. Actually,
I think we should make it a movie, y'all.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, 100%. It's done. Oh, done. It's absolutely
That'd be a great DCOM. Like where like, yes. like literally just like record whoever like falling asleep, and then the dream is
that they're yeah.
that they become Hannah Montana. Uh oh.
Okay, we just pitched another show.
We just. I know. I think that's it.
Is Disney Plus listening? Are they here? Where are
I know,
they?
I know.
Come on.
I love that.
That's amazing. Why do you think Hannah Montana was so popular?
I feel like it resonated with a lot of people, like wanting to be that superstar, but also being able to live that normal life. I feel like it was always a dream because sometimes people are like, you know, living that pop star life, you never get that sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
So being able to like turn it off and on and still being able to hang out with your friends and go to the beach and like, you know, have a normal life, really, really fun. And also the family aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I always wanted siblings. I love to have you, Jason, as my brother.
Even as obnoxious as I was on this
show.
Yes,
I was like, I want Jackson as my brother. I just loved the family dynamic of it all, and like how also her dad was like so supportive of her, and like, you know, the different things with Dolly Parton. I was like, work Dolly, like, yeah. And just different reasons of how she learned from her mother, which I really appreciated too,
yeah,
and how that
right?
connected with her music. So I loved it.
That's incredible. It really did make it yeah. special.
Yeah, no, I there's so much of that just like resonates with me, like the beyond just like the wish fulfillment of being a star, like that family felt like I want to hang out with those people.
Yes,
yeah,
literally. Yeah. You had a little bit of that when you were on set, feeling like you were a member of that family,
yeah.
which was really interesting.
Because we've talked on the show before, I felt I was really insecure about like how I was going to fit in because Miley and Billy Ray really were family, and that just sort of went away like in 5 minutes. They just sort of like enfolded me into the family, and that thing you see on camera was really what it felt like on the set. So like I'm glad that it sort of bled through for watching. Yeah.
I thought y'all was related from
I know.
Okay, so we met. Full disclosure, we didn't meet until a few weeks ago at the 20th premiere party, which was so super fun, by the way.
So fun.
Yeah, and what was that like for you? What was that evening like for you? I mean, for us, it was sort of like, you know, high school reunion almost, right? Yeah. Like seeing people we hadn't seen in a long time. But for you, how was that?
It was kind of like full circle because I literally remembered like watching Hannah as a child and then seeing her like talk to me. And I was like, I was freaking out. And then also like how we all dressed on theme. Like I thought that was so fun because it just took me back to my childhood. And
For us, it was super fun because not only were we seeing and connecting with other, with old friends, but we got to see people like who were affected by the show, who the show, whose lives it touched. And it was so gratifying for us to go, oh my God, look at all these people whose lives touch us. Like when I watch you, I'm a big fan of yours. And then to see that you were a fan of something we did was just mind blowing.
It is.
You know?
Thank you. Big fan.
Did you get a chance to actually like meet Miley and say anything to her?
I was like, it's her moment. I didn't want to like, you know.
Dara's the best. She's the sweetest person in the world. But you get like, you get unreasonably shy sometimes.
I get so shy. I'm like, hey. Like, how are you?
Which is crazy because you're like, you're phenomenal. Like you literally, it's weird. You own every room you enter and yet you're so shy about
it. And I'm like starstruck. Even when I first met you, Jason, I was so starstruck. I was like, hey, can I have a picture with you?
Okay, wait, but so going funny. Slightly off of the questions that we have, did you feel that way about Corbin too when Corbin was on the show?
Corbin Blue? Yeah. It took me days to say hi to him.
Are you serious?
I was so nervous because he was also like a childhood crush of mine and I looked up to him as representation too.
Yeah.
So I literally had been following Corbin my whole life. From when he went to Broadway and was in Kiss Me Kate, and I was like, oh, you're gonna be on a musical. So yeah, I was very starstruck. And he and his family are the best,
the
people
nicest
ever, the nicest,
the nicest people. And he has maintained that humility and that like. He's so humble and so kind,
nice.
And just has never taken that for granted.
He's one of the few people that you like. You know, you always hear stories about people, like at least one story. You never hear anybody say anything
heard
bad about
Corbin. Not once.
I mean, I've known Corbin for like 20 years now, and I still get excited and nervous because I'm like, I hope he still likes me. He's so cool.
He's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
My takeaway from this whole thing is you haven't met Miley yet. We need to make that happen.
Yeah, well, 100%.
Miley, you need to make this happen.
You need to collab with her.
I would love
absolutely.
That.
Like, we'll make this happen.
She has that raspy, low, like, thing, and you sing like an angel. Like, the two of you together, I think, would be incredible.
That would be so cool.
I would love that. Miley, girl.
Outside of Hannah, what other Disney shows did you watch like growing up? Was there like a
Cheetah Girls,
Cheetah
Raven,
Girls.
The Proud Family, The Replacements, back in the day. I mean, literally everything that was on Disney, I was watching it. Corey in the House.
Right.
I loved it. It was so much fun.
That was like a really, for me, I always call that the golden age of the channel. There was just like, there was like a probably a 10-year window where like it was just hit after hit. You could find something for any kid, any background, any interest. Mm-hmm. There was, whether it was wizards or music or cruise ships or animation, like there was just,
it was so, and the music.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Oh, the music
like
was amazing.
Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, everybody was just bringing the hits.
Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Okay, so who were your biggest influences when you were growing up? Because I'm assuming that informed who you are today.
Yes. Well, I have like sections. So I have like my Disney ones that have helped me. And then I have like my like artists and old school. I feel like Beyonce, you know, I love Beyonce. Yeah. I feel like everybody loves Beyonce because she's Beyonce. And I love Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt has helped me so much in like just being as educated and also being able to be multi-talented in so many different facilities. I love Raven Simone. I grew up with her. Like, literally that. So Raven was my childhood.
I grew up with her on The Cosby Show. Like, I literally, she's been around, like, just killing it for 40 years. Like, she's
so
incredible.
Talented.
I had, I watched her in the for my whole career and then had the honor of writing on Raven's Home for her. Yeah, and it was, working with her for a year was a joy. She is so talented.
I love it. Shout out to Isaac, too. He was I love Isaac.
But she made us lazy because we didn't, she made us lazy because we could just write anything and she made it funny. Like, we were like, oh, well, she'll make it funny. You know, like, we didn't have to work. She just did everything.
And
I'm
I'll
so
say
good.
With Raven, because I got to direct on Raven's Home very early in the series, and collaborating with Raven was one of the biggest dreams, because getting to work with somebody who mm-hmm. who is such an incredibly talented actor mm-hmm. who's helping develop these kids on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then to be able to just work side by side with her as she's helping develop like a long-term strategy for these kids while I'm trying to direct this episode. I'm just getting chills thinking about it because yeah. She has this finely honed sense of comedy that
and she
I
cares.
Just, yeah.
And she cares.
Yes.
Yeah. She has an opinion.
And
she cares.
No fake laughs.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was her rule on
yeah.
set.
Yep.
No fake laughs. If it wasn't funny, you don't pretend to laugh in that show because she knew if your laugh was fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When we were doing High School Musical, I don't know if I ever mentioned, like, way back before Hannah Montana, I used to be an extra on that So Raven a bunch.
What?
Yeah. So before
okay, fresh news
before Hannah, like I actually like up close, that was my favorite part of the job. I would just watch Raven come in and
wow.
absolutely destroy these scenes, whether it was
oh
physical
goodness.
Comedy or just crushing jokes or she's getting messy amazing. And like not having any, you know, not being super self-conscious or having so much pride
yeah.
that she didn't want to look, you know, ridiculous or whatever.
I love that.
So that's such a great pull. It really did. It actually, I think it influenced Jackson quite a bit because Jackson's so
yeah.
like physical comedy and so
yes,
goofy
yes.
And watching somebody as big as Raven just mm-hmm. hanging out there every episode
yeah.
was like
yeah.
it was like okay
she was
yeah.
amazing. It was like Raven Simone, also Monique Coleman, who was in High School Musical, has been so amazing to
yeah.
me. And like I've watched her, and then we also communicate. Like when I first booked High School Musical, I like texted her because I had done her show called Gimme Mo Stream.
Yes.
And she was the nicest person ever, and like being able to have her to look up to as well from High School Musical
yeah.
was amazing. And then literally like Kyle Pratt from The Proud Family.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I had so many people.
Emily Osment used to make fun of me on Hannah Montana because she was always like, you have a massive crush on Monique. every time Monique was around, I was just like, you're so funny.
She was eating.
She was, she's so,
sure.
and she's like literally the nicest.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so have you met Raven?
Yes.
Okay, good,
I have
good.
Met Raven, and she was the sweetest. And it was like so funny because we had our connection with mm-hmm. Isaac Ryan Brown, but I met mm-hmm. her in passing, and she was so nice.
Yeah. yeah.
So good. Nice. I was starstruck. I was like.
Okay, but who's on the list? Who's on the list of Disney Channel stars you haven't met that you want to besides Miley? We're going to have a party. We're going to get it all together.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I had. Wait, it's so many, too.
It's okay.
I wanted to meet the entire cast of The Proud Family. I mm-hmm. always wanted to meet the entire cast. I haven't met anyone yet. I met Penny. She's
yeah.
Slade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, so many thoughts are in my head. I want to meet all of the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be amazing.
They're fun.
Hannah Montana. Yeah. Selena Gomez would be super cool. I would love to meet her. Zendaya,
if you're watching this, and I know you are, please, 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 please.
Hire me something, girl. But yeah, I feel like I had a lot of cool role models. I was
yeah.
so lucky enough to have a lot of like cool role models.
If you, yeah. If you had to boil it down, I've been getting this asked a lot since the Hannah Montana premiere in podcasts and
yes.
Interviews. If you had to narrow it down to four, who is your Mount Rushmore of Disney stars?
Oh my goodness. No. Okay.
Such an unfair question.
It's such an unfair question.
Such an unfair question.
Oh. Goodness, I feel like I have two separate ones. I have like my series one, and then I have my DCOM.
Okay.
Yeah. That is a
I
good.
Will allow
you know
it.
What I mean?
Yep. Yep.
So for my series, I feel like Raven,
yeah. mm-hmm.
Hannah,
mm-hmm.
Proud Family,
yep.
mm-hmm. Selena Gomez, Brenda Song.
Yes.
It's so many. Mm-hmm. It's so many. I'm like not mentioning any guys
it's
either.
No, that's right.
Here's what?
We were. Interchangeable,
right.
disposable pieces.
Right.
It was very much about the girls. I fully acknowledge I am not on my own Mount Rushmore.
You know what?
Well, you're on the Mount Rushmore.
No.
Let's just say that Mount Rushmore actually only has dudes. So to
yeah,
create
okay.
a Mount
yeah.
Rushmore that
yeah.
has only women,
period.
I'm down with this.
And I'm down with it too.
What about for DCOMs? What's
DCOM?
Your...
Okay. Now I'm getting nervous. Hold on. DCOM. Because I have so many from, like, the past where it was, like, the guy that was the mermaid. Was it called 15 Years or 13 Years? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that one.
That one was back.
Back,
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 back, back.
Back.
Okay. Back.
I have to say Raven again because the Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah
Girls.
Like,
I have to.
I also feel like High School Musical.
Oh, yeah.
High School Musical, I mean, like, on there.
Pick whoever you want from that cast.
Yeah, literally the whole cast.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's it. I mean, that's a
that's it. Like,
that's a healthy Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, right. You could actually put all of the you have the threesome of the Cheetah Girls, all of High School Musical. Right. Yeah, I think that that would work.
So Descendants too.
Yeah, I was about to say. You don't mention Descendants.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Right.
True.
That's,
true.
That's my bread and butter.
Well, so I mean, I think the part of the point that we're getting at is like, what a giant like Disney family. So many like talented people, so many different shows and stuff.
Yes.
So that reminds me of way back in the day, we used to do the Disney Channel games. Did you watch the Disney Channel
games? Did I watch it? Yeah. I dressed up as the Disney Channel games. I was always yellow.
Yellow. So team. So you're the yellow team. If you if they brought them back, would you compete in them now?
Yes, I would. I always wanted to be in that. Or like, have you guys ever seen Wipeout? Where they?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Yes. Cannot stop laughing at the big red balls.
Yes.
Wipeout, because people trying to get across those is like ridiculous, and also
I know some people who might have done that show. If you ever do it again, we have a contestant.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. I would love to. Yeah. I feel like I could ace it. Honestly.
Oh yeah. Easy. That's what everyone thinks. Anyway.
You're right.
Okay, so then who would you put on your Disney Channel Games team?
Ooh. Y'all are asking the good questions.
I know.
Yeah, they're thinkers.
Literally, Corbin Blue.
Yeah, okay. 100%. He'll win all of his individual events, for sure.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, wait. Can I also add two more people to my DCOM Mount
yes,
Rushmore
please
that
do.
Just came to my mind? Keke Palmer.
Yes.
And from Jumpin', of course.
Uh-huh.
And Coco Jones.
Okay.
I love Coco Jones so much. She's so talented. Okay, back to my, games.
Mm-hmm.
So
Corbin Blue, because I feel like he's going
to
win.
Wait, remind me, because it's been a minute. How many people are allowed to be on your team?
I mean, it depended on the year, because we did one year where we had a bunch of international people as well. But a team of six, so like you could pick five people to be. So Corbin Blue would be one.
Corbin Blue, Monique Coleman.
Monique Coleman.
Mm-hmm. Keke Palmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coco Jones.
Coco Jones.
I think if you don't pick Isaac Ryan Brown.
Oh, yes, Isaac Ryan Brown. Isaac Ryan
Winner.
Brown.
I feel like there would be, no matter who else it is, if you don't pick Isaac.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he would eat. He's the best.
I
love him.
Is there anybody you'd want to go toe-to-toe with in a competition?
Oh, yeah, you know,
get in the hamster ball and, like, run through the obstacle course against one-on-one?
You.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Me and Monique Coleman did the hamster ball race against each other.
Oh my gosh, who won?
Debatable.
Oh.
There's a winner.
There was a photo finish at the end that we had to like rerun the race, and I actually don't remember who won that one.
Oh, maybe really?
I think we.
I genuinely don't remember who won. I just remember competing against her twice, and it was so hot because it was Florida in the plastic,
in Florida?
Like 90 degrees.
Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so here's a question: if somebody wants to go back and rewatch.
Yeah.
That rewatch that race, put it in the comments who won it, and then maybe we'll feature it on our
Monique
Fan of Montana.
Won. I actually do think Monique.
I think Monique won too, and that's why Jason's not answering.
No.
Because when you win, you know. Because
win Simon Says against Jason Dolly. I'm just throwing that there.
So says you, not Simon.
Okay. So now we have established that you watched Disney Channel and everything, and we're very inspired by it, thank God. And then you became a member of the Disney Channel team with High School Musical, the musical, the series, and Descendants. So tell us about that. What's that transition like?
It was really full circle, and I auditioned at an open call. So
it goes to my next question about High School Musical. Is this High School Musical? You were at an open call.
Open call for High School Musical
when it was
going to be in High School Musical 4.
Was that the convention center?
That was the convention center.
I love the story.
It's okay. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. It was
I haven't heard the story. So.
Oh.
It was 20,000 people, and it was so, and they all of them were talented, which was freaking me out because I'm like, wait, you know how to play guitar, you know how to play the flute, like, what are my chances here? But everybody was so nice too, so I was like, you know, a little bit at ease, and I just went in and I did like, you guys, you know Grease.
Yeah.
I did like a Frenchy impression.
Okay.
For my character. And as soon as I walked in, they were just so nice. I went in for Sally Steiner. She changed my life. Shout out to you, Queen. She gave me the callback out of like 12 people, and we all auditioned in front of each other. Mm. And I was shaking. I did my Frenchy impression. Mm. She was like, hey, what are you doing after this? I was like, nothing, girl.
Whatever you need from me.
Right? I was like, where do you want me to go? And she gave me a call back, and I was one of like 30 people or 20 people that got a call back. Mm-hmm. And then I was one of 10 people that they sent a letter to and was like, hey, we're not moving forward with High School Musical 4. That was about soccer, funny enough. Right. The kids of Corbin Blue and Monique and Vanessa and Zach. And they were like, but we still think you're amazing. You know, you're so cool. And I was like, thanks, guys. And that, like, held me on because, like, I was thinking I was going to get High School Musical for years. Like, I didn't get a letter or anything of a continuation until, like, the third year.
Oh, God.
But I still was like, Mom, like, I'm getting it. And Mom was like,
keep the dream alive.
She's like, I think it's time for us to let it go. And then literally, I think it was 4 years later, they were like, we're going to do High School Musical, the musical, the series, or it was like High School Musical Untitled, and it was like filmed like The Office. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can I get in? Like, can I do it? And my mom was like, oh, wow, I guess you maybe, you know, the prayers might work. Maybe you might get in. And so I auditioned for every single role, like Ashlyn, Gina, every single role. And I got called in, and Tim was like, oh my gosh, you're so cool. And I was like, no, you're so cool. Like, you're really cool. I really want to book it. And I was seeing all these talented people in the final callbacks, and I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it, John. I'm seeing Sophia beside me going for Gina. I'm going for Gina. I said, nah. I see Julia. I was like, nah, I'm not getting it. They're too talented. And then finally they were like, so we don't really have a role for you, but we have this one episode, one off. Her name was Courtney. You want to read for it? And I was like, yeah.
I love employment, please.
Yeah.
And so they allowed me to read, and I just started like freestyling and improvising and just having fun. And Tim and Oliver made the room just so comfortable and so like easy breezy. And then they brought in Olivia to read with, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's going for Courtney too. And I heard her sing, and I was like, oh, I'm not getting it. And then they were like, no, she's Nene. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's such a good Nene. She's so amazing. Yeah. And they called me. They're like, okay, you got Courtney. And the good news is it's not just one episode. And I'm thinking, it's two. And they were like, we want you to be a series regular. And I was like, started crying. And I also had bombed this audition. I was in the parking lot crying from the audition that I just didn't do well at. And I was like, Mommy, I got the job. And we were just so happy. And it's just been a blessing ever since. And I don't even think we realized how big it was going to be. Because when we first got announced, they was coming for our necks.
Oh, yeah. Because people love the original so much, right? That they were just like throwing shade, like, where's everybody?
Right, like, where's Vanessa? Zach? Yeah. Where's Zach? And I was like, we don't have the budget for them right now. Get us. And we just grew. And it was just so amazing and so grateful to be a part of it. And it really brought us closer, too, because we were like, okay, guys, we have each other. Mm-hmm. And then the first trailer came out, and they were like, oh, they cuss? We love it. So, yeah.
I didn't know that you would literally come out of like a not great audition when you horrible. Heard the thing.
Yeah.
I knew about the big long process and the convention center, but that's a good time to get that call.
I was so glad. Yeah. I was like, oh, I said, I need a win. I need a win.
Yeah. Well, that's a win.
I know.
That's a win.
Yep. That's the universe looking out for you.
So we did that for 4 seasons.
Yes.
And then you ended up doing The Descendants.
Yeah.
What as far as like shooting goes or the experience goes, how were those different? Was there one that was more challenging to shoot than the other? What was the contrast there?
I guess it was different because in High School Musical, I feel like we were all growing with each other.
Yeah.
And we were all like, this was our first thing, and we were learning a lot in social media, and we were just very like close because we only had each other in Utah. Uh-huh. And so I feel like it was kind of a different dynamic because we were also all the same age. I feel like in Descendants, I kind of like played big sister a little bit and was just like kind of like, I was like, wow, like, you guys are young. Not that young, though, but, you know, younger than, you know, teen and, you know,
right,
it's a big difference, even though it's maybe 3 years. But they were so professional and so amazing. And I also felt kind of a responsibility because I was on High School Musical to, like, do you need anything? Like, is there anything, like, I can do to, like, make this experience safe? Because I also feel like with young women on such a set like that, you know, you just want to make sure they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they were so amazing, so talented. And they were like, you guys are sweetest. And they were like, we got it, though. We're chilling. And I was like, go, girl. And so it was really fun. And that whole cast, I mean, the entire cast is so talented and so nice. And I was nervous because I was intimidated because I was like, you got Joshua Cauley like coming like just slaying. Shout out to you, Joshua Blue. That's my name. I love him. And all these cast members just having all these credits and things. And they were just the sweetest people ever. So I was grateful.
It is. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, it is sort of funny how like people that stay in the Disney family for an extended period of time, like you do your first project. And I remember you being the young one finding your way on High School Musical. And then you go on to your next project and you kind of end up naturally gliding into a little bit of a mentory sort of role.
Yeah.
Like, and not necessarily in an overbearing way, but just like you're suddenly like a pillar that like some of the younger kids can lean on when they're figuring stuff out. I think that's kind of one of the special things about
I know. I was like, whoa. This. And then I ended up like looking up to them because I'm like, wow, you guys are really mature and like really got it figured out. I do not. But it worked. But it was cool. Also being a villain.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Is it? You know, is it different? Is it more enjoyable? Is it more fun? Is it? I mean, you ate it up.
Thank you.
You were so good. And that was so. It must have been really fun to do that.
It was so much fun because I was an octopus too. So like they gave me like these little like what is it called when you're in the pool and they have the
pool noodles?
Yeah, pool noodles.
Those were pool noodles.
Those are pool noodles I had on
that
me
they
that
put
was
the
dressed.
Visual effects on top of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to
yeah.
the physical. Whoop. What is it?
Visual effects.
Visual effects. Yeah. Ooh, I had a tongue twister. But yeah, shout out to them. They were like literally just doing the cupcakes and we all turned into like flamingos in certain scenes. Yeah. It was really cool.
That is awesome.
you ended up like in the harness and they flew you.
Yes.
And it was like you had a bunch of makeup.
Oh
and
my gosh,
like,
I was...
Technically, it was I feel like that was... completely different than High School Musical.
Oh,
we had the
so
big dance
different.
Numbers, but like not so much of that visual effects technical stuff.
Oh my, yes. It was a lot more, I would say, intense when it came to like body acting, which I feel like Courtney did, but like Liana was like, I had to like visualize certain stuff that wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was very new for me because I was like, oh, I'm a flamingo in this scene. What does a flamingo sound like? Or like I'm transforming into something else. Or like literally my hair was down to my ankles and I had to like, you know, figure out how to move with that and boots that were this big.
Yeah.
And it was shorter than the heroes. And they were like, you can't be shorter than the heroes.
I had a question about that because how heavy was that on your head?
Oh my gosh,
and you know, just sometimes as an actor, when you have these, like when you get put into costume or like something that is heavy, and it like affects your neck, it affects like the way you feel at the end of the day,
does.
Your fatigue goes, yeah.
It was very heavy. I feel like me and Maleficent's wig was 10 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
headaches every day.
Oh, literally. Yeah. I was like, you're killing it, babe. Like, thank you. Like, try not to tilt. But mine was, I would say, 8 pounds. It was more heavier at first. And then they realized that, you know, I would be up and like it had to be a certain weight in the harness and stuff. And I had this great loctician that helped take some of those locks out and made it, you know, a lot lighter.
Yeah.
But it was really hard. But during rehearsals, they told me what my hair was going to be like. And so I naturally was like, okay, I'm going to practice. And I got braids down to my ankle to make sure I like knew the dances already and like the physicality of it without being in full costume.
That's so,
so
smart.
Like,
I just want to say that is a dedicated actor who does their homework, and that's the way everybody should be when they're like getting ready for a role.
Naturally talented and prepared.
And prepared, imagine.
Oh, I hate her already.
Doug just half-asses all of this. So.
Amen. But 25 years, just half-assed. and it showed.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song from High School Musical, the musical, that you sang you, and also maybe one that you loved, like, as an ensemble?
I have to shout out to Born to be Brave. I have to say Born to be Brave because I feel like that was the number where we all were together and we got to, like, learn it together and in rehearsals together, which was really fun. And being able to sing with Olivia and also the rest of the cast that were on it as well, like, it was so magical. I also love Jump from season 4.
That's so good. That's so good.
It's my so favorite.
Good. It's, oh my you. God, it is so good. I'm sorry. I could like gush about this for so long.
My next thing is actually a little bit about that. I have a little anecdote. But before, am I remembering it right? When we shot Born to be Brave, wasn't that after you injured your knee?
Yes.
So she's like, if you watch that number, and the thing, she's literally
in a brace.
She's one-legged and she's still out there. Crushing. we're shooting at night. It's freezing outside, and you are just slaying it with one leg.
One leg.
Yeah.
That was
what had happened to your knee?
I know. I was gonna say.
Well, it's.
Oh, we can't say it because of legal reasons. I don't know.
No, it's funny. Me and Olivia were shooting a scene where we had to like stuff a prom dress in a toilet, of course, and
like you do.
Like you do. Like, you know, and my shoes were like wet and, you know, slippery and sliding. And Casey Shroff came and they were like, let's do Truth Justice Songs in Our Key, rehearse it to show Casey and like, you know, let's slay it. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is pop, lock it, queen. Like I have to give my full everything. My shoes were still wet. And so I was doing one of the things and my knee popped out of place and I just fell and I said, oh, I'm fine. I got up. I said, oh, I'm not fine. Okay. And I popped it back into place. And I was like, I'm good. I can keep going. And of course, I could not keep going. And
so, you know, when you say pop, lock it, they didn't actually mean to physically
pop your knee.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I got too into character. Everybody was so nice, but I was so mad because I was like, we had all these dance numbers and my knee is out of place, but I popped it right back in. I said, put a brace on and I'm a dance. And Tim was like, no, you're not. I said, Tim, put me in the number. Put me in, coach.
Put me in, coach.
Put me in. He put me in.
Yeah. I remember being so worried about you when we were shooting that stuff.
Like,
I was just like, any sign that you like weren't, I was just like, we're going to pull her. Like, no. But you killed it.
Thank you. I was scared. I was like, I don't want to get cut. I was like, I'm already on thin ice. Courtney, not even supposed to be in a series.
I was supposed to be one episode. Right, I was like, let's go.
Well, it sounds like you two shared a very familiar fear with one another about getting cut.
Getting fired.
So
circling all the way back around to Jump. So like before, well, I knew we were going to be doing this, so I wanted to go back and rewatch a bunch of your songs and stuff. And I really do, I've said this a couple of times, I think that High School Musical, the musical, the series, might be the single greatest collection of musical talent that Disney's ever put together in one thing. Because it didn't matter if it was one on the call sheet or it was 12 on the call sheet. Everybody could sing their faces off. Everybody could dance. So you would discover random things like Larry Saperstein's an amazing tapper.
You know. Julia's a Tony nominee. Like, literally.
It's shocking the talent that was on that show.
And Frankie and Joe, love you.
And so before the interview, I was literally watching the acoustic version of Wondering that you did with Julia Lester, Sophia Wiley, and Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
And I was watching Jump. And I'm a little embarrassed to say, I just started crying in the middle of a Starbucks. I got so emotional because everything flooded back and you guys were so good. And Jump especially, like, wrecks me every time. So I'm just curious, what was it like, and did you recognize at the time the amount of talented people around you? And what was it like working with so many, like, talented, powerful women specifically in that cast? Because that cast was loaded.
No, literally. It was... I knew, like, I think we were filming, like, a little bit of the status quo, like, before we even got to Utah. And I think I heard Julia and Olivia sing, and I was like, y'all really good. Wait a minute. Y'all are fantastic. And Sophia sing and dance. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm looking at Sophia dance, and she literally looks like a princess. Like, it doesn't even look like she's trying. And being able to be with them. Oh, and Kate. Oh, my gosh. Kate Reinders, Broadway legend.
Kate Reinders.
Literally seeing, I feel like I saw her as Glinda when I went to New York, which was the first Broadway show I ever seen, which was Wicked.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like, I feel like I saw Kate. I was starstruck with that. And being able to be with them and learn from them was so impactful for me. I mean, I feel like I've gotten so many skills just by seeing them, like, be themselves, not only as talented women, but as talented people and talented inside and out, like, just beautiful inside and out. So I'm so grateful to have learned from them, to have them as my friends, to have them as my support system, and to continue to watch them shine.
You guys all just, you all did different things exceptional. It was just such, I felt so lucky to be in the room and to be able to watch it like it was a live show 10 feet from me every time you guys sang the numbers.
Thank you.
It was incredible.
I was surprised they made us sing it live.
I know. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. We sang so much stuff. I didn't sing shit. But you, great, you guys sang so much stuff live.
Yes.
And a lot of that stuff like makes it into the episodes. It was...
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Some stuff, I went flat. I was like, y'all didn't cut that. But it's okay.
When you were shooting High School Musical, the series, which is the longest title of any Disney show ever.
That's true.
What most people don't know is that you guys shot it over COVID, and you guys sort of were quarantined for 7 months shooting.
Yeah.
And you guys were only in that little group of, you know, the crew and the cast for like 7 months, right? You couldn't interact with other people. So you were like at Camp High School Musical, right?
Yeah.
Stuck with Jason. So what happened? What can you tell us? What was that like? I know there's a story in there somewhere.
I don't know. No, it was so fun being able to be with them. I know from my experience, I know everyone's different. Mm-hmm. First time we all met you, Jason, we were like, oh my gosh.
In the conference room?
Yes, in the conference room. We were like, oh my gosh, like he's the best. And we would all come to you and like when we had issues or when we were unsure about, is our acting okay? I know for me, I had anxiety. I was like, am I doing a good job? Yeah. And you were like, yes. And you gave us so much reassurance and like certainty, not only in our characters but in ourselves. And I feel like I can definitely speak for me, I would not have put on the character I did if you were not in the room. Like, I'm so grateful you were there. I feel like also we were by ourselves in Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
and
we were.
You know, a lot of us were young and we shouldn't have been by ourselves. But my mom was there though. Shout out to my mom.
That's right.
But you were there and you were guiding us and making sure, you know, this was our first big thing. And you were like, hey, it's like okay to be nervous about this. It's okay to have confidence in yourself. And you pushed us to be who we were. So thank you, Jason.
Oh, that's really sweet. You know, what's funny is what somebody said earlier sort of like it occurred for me as well, where I came in and I was sort of like mentory and trying to be like, you know, the stable force for you guys. The more I was around you and watched how talented you guys were in your own right and watched you grow into the performers you became, like I got a little like damn, like I was not intimidated by your guys' talent, but I definitely felt that same sense of like it wasn't a mentor like mentee thing. It ended up being a peer thing. I was like, oh, everyone here is like absolutely my equal. I'll share whatever knowledge I have, but I think they've acquired everything I know already. Yeah. You guys were so so quick to just sort of like grow into who you were going to become. It was wildly impressive.
Can I also say I was taking notes when you were our camp counselor on season 3. Stream. Slay that. I was like, oh, yes, in action.
Although it is a little sitcom-y. I'm so broad and silly that like sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm watching this nice show. And then, oh, there's Jason.
But you were eating.
Okay. It was fun.
But did you guys ever prank Jason?
Did we ever prank anybody?
Here's the thing. I don't know if anybody was like...
I don't think that was us.
I don't think that wasn't
part of the vibe on set?
No, I think we were...
No.
Well, they pranked me because I'm a little gullible about ghosts.
I think that is actually what we would do. We would try to catch each other coming around a corner and we would like scare each other or whatever.
We would prank each other here. All the time. So just so you know, just be prepared.
Actually, the biggest reoccurring prank or bit that would happen on the set was Larry, our on-set decorator.
On the set of Hannah Montana.
On Hannah Montana.
Just so you know.
He would hide this little machine, and in the middle of takes,
oh my God, what is that?
It's the fart machine that like literally... So we would literally do a scene... We would literally do a scene where like Billy Ray and Miley would be like, you know, Dad, I just thank you so much for being there for me. And then all of a sudden you'd hear.
That's hilarious that you'll also have that here.
I know. He brought it in a couple weeks ago and we were just like, oh God, here we are.
Here he goes again. Yeah.
You have no idea where Larry would hide it. And
you never knew when he was going to do it.
It was so
funny. Wait, that's amazing. I wish I was on y'all's side. I was like, that lit.
It was out of control.
I know. I have a question. Oh no, you. Oh, well, yeah.
So we I think we asked, but I don't know if we actually answered on High School Musical, the musical, the series. Joe did a cover of The Climb.
I love Joe.
If you had to cover one Hannah Montana song or one Miley song, what is the one song that you would want to cover of hers?
Oh my goodness!
And do you know Joe does our theme song?
Yeah, the theme song for the podcast, Joe Serafini.
Joe? Go yep. Joe.
The original. I love Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote it and sings it.
He wrote it, sings talent. It. Yeah.
Do you have a Hannah or Miley song that you would cover?
Oh, two. And actually, she's wearing the same outfit of the song that I would love to cover. You're gonna get this. He's gonna get this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the one that she had to make up because she had to make up a song.
Yes.
Yes, from that episode in season four.
That was a fun one. And I feel like also, I could say Miley songs too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Fly on the Wall. Fly on the Wall was something like connected to me when I was a child.
Were you angsty?
I was angst. I was a skater girl too.
I love that.
Like Errol Levine was like in my heart. I was shopping at Hot Topic.
Yeah, if you want to be an angsty girl, Hot Topic's your place.
Okay. Especially in the early 2000s. Ooh, they was rocking it.
And we aren't even sponsored by Hot Topic yet.
Not yet.
Sponsorship.
Okay. Do you have a dream collaboration? It doesn't have to be.
Not Disney.
It doesn't have to be Disney associated. Yeah. It can be anything.
Like, as long as we're manifesting.
I know, exactly. Because
we're putting stuff out there.
You are going to have an amazing career beyond anything Disney Channel. Of that, I am certain.
Yes.
So if you could do one dream collaboration, who would you be? Who would it be with?
I feel like I have one for music and one for entertainment. Yeah. Or like music is
entertainment. No, I got you. Musical collaboration, artist collaboration, and then also like
TV and film.
Yeah.
I feel like for TV and film, I would love to work with Ryan Coogler.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So good. I went to see Sinners like 3 times, and I just feel like he's such an amazing director and creator.
I love Sinners. So now singer, who would you want to collab with as a singer?
So it's between two, and maybe because I just saw them live, so I'm like such a fan of like, you know, when you see somebody live, like re-listening. There's an artist named Slater. She's so amazing. She's kind of like punk rock, very like pop, but like amazing singer. And also Labyrinth. I love Labyrinth. I think his creations are very fun and like experimental in ways that I've never heard his sound before, but it like is so beautiful in so many ways. Ray, I mean, I have so many people, Beyonce.
You know, maybe this will get out there.
The beauty of this is this will go up on the world wide webs.
Yes.
On the internet forever and then ever. 5 years from now, people will see it and go, oh, she did that. And she did that. And she did that. They'll be able to comment, hey, look when you thought it wasn't going to happen and it did.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great.
You know what? You have to say those things out loud.
Yes.
You absolutely have to say those things out loud because if you keep them to themselves, if you keep them to yourself, nobody will know.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't know who's listening.
Exactly.
So you got to put that out there. So every single artist that you want to work with, you can say it here and maybe they'll hear it. And then you never know.
I hope so.
Now that you are an Emmy nominated megastar.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any fun fan encounters? Any? Do you remember like the first time you were recognized in public? Has that been what?
Oh my goodness! I feel like on tour, I had like so many kind of like spiritual fan encounters that I think I've never like had before because a lot of High School Musical was during COVID, so we never really got to interact with our fan base. But during tour, like you just have these beautiful spirits like making you bracelets and necklaces and billboards and stuff, and it's like, I love it. And sometimes they'll be four and they'll like write you a note being like, it's spelled wrong in the best, cutest way. And I'm like, oh. And so, it's been a lot of great
fun. Or when one of them like dress up like you from the
movie. Yes. Like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm so grateful. I'm like, I can't even believe I'm a character that you can dress up as. Like,
Did you see anybody in your Halloween costume?
Yes. I was like, oh my goodness. And also, shout out to my family. They always support. They're like, we're either Courtney or Uliana.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. That's how you know you got the support.
Period. So, yeah.
Right, so you've had this amazing journey. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have any advice? Okay, so this is the joy of what we're doing is you started where the audience is now, right?
Yeah.
You started as a Hannah fan and then you became the person that people are fans of, right? It's
crazy.
This unbelievable full circle moment. Yeah. So what advice do you have for them to start their journey as singers or actors or performers?
Oh my goodness. I would definitely say, like, take a chance, believe in yourself, and have confidence in your uniqueness. Because I feel like a lot of times, often, like, you judge yourself too harshly. And you're like, I have to be perfect. I have to be like this, or I have to look like this. And I feel like if you just trust your instincts, trust yourself, trust the courage that you have behind your choices, it'll be beautiful. And you can achieve anything you put your mind to if you allow yourself to. Because the only thing holding you back is you sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love
trust
that.
Trust me, I know.
So true.
Dude, the whole idea of taking a chance on yourself, that is 90% of the battle, is just rolling the dice on yourself. And it's okay to fail. Or it's okay if it takes longer than you hoped to get there, but like, you just have to take the chance.
No, literally.
It's so good.
I mean, I was looking at a story, I think it was Abbott Elementary, where one of the series regular, it took him like 17 years to get a series regular. And now he's an Emmy nominee. And I was like,
I have the same advice I give every young writer, which is every successful writer, they may come from different backgrounds and be different people in various ways. They all have one thing in common. They never quit. That's the only thing they have in common, but they never gave up. They never stopped believing in themselves. They kept going. 17 years, they made it. You know, it's I love that. I love that too.
I just want to say I've never heard somebody say, trust your uniqueness. Because I'm going to cry. That's it. There is no other you. Nobody can do you. There will never be another Dara, ever. Like, you are it. And if you don't, like, trust that that's worthy of something.
Yes.
And sometimes, whatever your narrative is, it may not make sense until you look back on it.
Yes.
Like, that was the thing. My career makes zero sense until I look back on the curveballs that were sent my way and the T-bones into my life and all that stuff. Now it makes sense.
I will pile on that and say that I wish people, even in, not in the entertainment industry, just embrace their own uniqueness, because it's what makes us beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? Young people, boys, girls, they all want to mold themselves into, I want to be that person, right? Mm-hmm. I want to look like that person. I want to act like that person. Yeah. But it's who you are, that uniqueness of the way you look and the way you act, that makes you beautiful.
Yes.
Right? And I just wish more people would embrace that. Yeah. And I love that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is what we got on Hannah all the time. Like, Miley used to make fun of her so much. Miley would sing a little song and she'd get a little teary.
She'd say, Shannon, listen. This song's going to make you cry, so you may want to leave the room. You don't want to be embarrassed. Like, when she, like the butterfly song. Yeah. I think she sang the butterfly song from the movie in there. Yes. But also, I Miss You, when she sang that on the porch, like, because she wrote that for her grandfather. Mm-hmm. Because he had just passed away, and
she's gonna
wrote
do it again.
That.
She's gonna cry. But what's fun, I make fun of you, Shannon, but like literally every time you guys sang on the freaking show, there was just me in the corner crying with Tim.
I'm sorry,
I wasn't a crier.
I wasn't crying in Starbucks recently.
That's what I'm saying. I have no room to.
I was crying at home by myself, but that was a whole different
thing. You know? That's your life.
I cry at commercials, guys. Go ahead.
So we're going to start wrapping it up here, even though I really don't want to, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, this is not the end, because we want you. So you're here. We have a fan base that loved this show. So do you have any questions for us about Hannah Montana? You have one of the writers of Hannah Montana here, director and acting coach here. You have obviously
number 17
amazing,
on the call sheet. Yeah.
the fan favorite, Jason Earls. Like, who do you have any questions about?
I have so many.
Ask us anything.
We're making this a two-parter.
I guess the first one would be like, how was it when it started gaining popularity? Because I felt like when I was watching it, I started seeing like so many celebrities on there that I was like, whoa, like that's insane. Like that must have felt so
I'll take amazing. That one just for really quick. So when we first started shooting the show, we had to beg people to come sit in the audience for the show. It was every week it would be, hey, we're doing a live studio audience this week. Please invite your family and friends. Please have people come because we need to fill the seats in order to
shoot
the show, to have laughs, like genuine reactions to the show. So that was huge. And then the show premiered, and we 2 weeks later, that they were turning people away. You had to sign up for tickets.
It was the hottest ticket in town.
It was the hottest ticket they get.
Kids would scream from the minute they walked on stage. We had to tell them to be. Bill, who was our warm up guy, had to literally half his job was be quiet.
And then from that point forward, it was people like celebrities, agents reaching out to our casting director, to our executive producers if they had it in. Wanting to be on the show.
Yeah, we had more. You think we had people on the show with, like, you know, Larry David and all those people. Yeah. We had more people in our audience because they had kids. We had Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas just one day sitting there with their kids. I'd, like, walk by the audience. I'm like, ah! You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I guess I have one more.
Okay.
What is a storyline that was your favorite that did not make it in?
Ooh.
Oh, that's on you, Doug.
Oh, God.
Oh, actually, no, because there's the other one.
Which is the other one?
The other one is you and Moisey that didn't get to make it into the show.
Oh, well, so
there, that's not a storyline as much as it's
not a storyline. There is a bit that we love very, very much. It was in the, you know how we did the musical transitions.
Yes.
Those. But also, and like when Rico and I were singing the different songs, like when Miley's trying to decide between which boy, and we were doing like we would sing these like. Sometimes it was like a 70s disco number, Poker Faces, Lady Gaga. But we ended up doing one that ended up getting cut, and it was our favorite one. When we get to that episode, we'll talk a little bit more about it, like in the podcast. Wow. But it was the best one we ever did. It was the best we looked. It was the best we sounded, and we had to cut it.
What?
And I think everybody that knows what that number is like devastated.
There was a permission issue.
Yeah, that we couldn't.
And that we were not allowed to. And it is breaks my heart every single time. We'll tell you about it later.
But is there a storyline?
I don't know if there's a storyline we didn't do. There are storylines. Here's the thing. We talked about this endlessly. We made Hannah back in a time, in a different sort of world, right? Mm. We didn't live in a world where there was social media, where you were so connected to everyone, and teenagers' lives were different in 2006 than they are in 2026.
Yeah.
The thing that we talk about all the time is, I think we told the stories we wanted to tell then.
Yeah.
What we would love to do is, what would those stories look like today?
Mm. With social media.
With social media. And how would you tell those kind of stories? How would a Hannah character who's trying to hide it, how would that work today when like, you see everything. You know everything about everyone. I know how Olivia blushes her teeth. Like, because, you know, so how would that change the way in which we told these stories? So that's something we talked about.
Like, you remember when we were on High School Musical, and as it first came out, like, there's everybody, the drama was, who's going to get verified on Instagram?
Yeah.
Do you remember how everyone was like, how many followers do you have? That did not exist for us on Hannah.
Right. Really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, the social media wasn't a thing like that. So our concern was, is Miley going to get, like, stopped by the paparazzi on her way home?
Oh, I would love to get stopped by paparazzi. I mean, not to an excessive state.
But that was the big scary thing was TMZ going to catch you at the grocery store?
What?
Were the paparazzi going to, like, find you on your way home? The social media stuff, that's a completely new construct.
Yeah.
That,
like, right.
Yeah, they call in the paparazzi.
Yeah.
So before we go, I have one more question because you started it, and I have to know. We talked earlier in a previous episode about what our favorite Hannah Montana musical stings were, and we all had to sing them.
Yeah.
So you know that musical. What is your favorite little Hannah musical sting, and you have to sing it?
Oh, it's so many.
Do you want, just to prime you, just to like lead
I'll
you
do
into
mine.
Do you want me to do mine?
Yeah, do yours.
This is mine.
Yeah.
Yours is
mine is so
this.
Funny.
Ooh, whoa, oh.
That's a good one.
I will not do mine in front of her. I will not sing that poorly in front of someone who sings that well.
I feel like, thank you. I feel like mine is, no, I'm nervous.
It's so embarrassing. I know.
It's like, ooh, yeah.
Amazing. That was it.
That's our new bumper now.
I love that. Did you have any other like little last minute fan questions about the show?
Oh my gosh, yes. How was it working with such young people? Because when they first got it, they were so young and then given all this like responsibility as these characters. Like, how was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question.
Well, we didn't know Jason was 28 until it's interesting. Look, I personally, and for better or worse, it was a different. I treated them all like they were adults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I treated every single one of them like they were my coworker. You know. For better or worse, I expected them to do their jobs and to be professional and prepared. And I spoke to them I would speak to any actor on any set. I didn't, you know, mince words, and I didn't say, you know, I wasn't too gentle with them. I just said, here is how, like I would speak to Jason. Yeah. I remember talking to Moises, who was at the time 10, whatever, exactly like I spoke to you. Now, wow. It probably was for worse at sometimes, but that's how I did, like, that's how I approached it. I just approached it as, you're a professional. And this is the job, you know?
I think sometimes you had to be like a little, like give a little bit of grace if they didn't have the experience and, they hadn't developed an actor process yet.
Yeah.
So you had to sort of help them find that. Mm-hmm. So I think early on, things maybe took a little longer than they would ultimately end up taking. I mean, by the fourth season, we basically didn't even rehearse one of the days. We would show up, take
away,
and everybody would just leave because we were so locked in and everybody just did their stuff so quickly, but in the beginning, I think it just requires more patience, which is scary because they're so young. You don't have very much time with them on set, so you're still trying to get everything you need, but being conscious of not like overloading them to the point that they shut down.
And I think one of the things too is like Disney Channel really learned how to prime kids. What came out of it was that they really learned how to prime kids about what to expect when you're about ready to show up for a job like this. And I mean, from basics like, hey, that's A camera, that's B camera, that's C camera, that's X camera.
Wow.
This is called a boom. That's what a grip does. That's what, you know, there were just things, there were just like basic things that if you were a theater kid, you would know what's stage left and stage right. But if the director is yelling at you, I need you to move camera left, what does that mean?
Yeah. Right.
You know, so.
So it's like a little bit of a film school boot camp for for 12-year-olds.
But emotionally. But emotionally, it's the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked with actors for the first 10 years of my career, you know, primetime adult, you know, yes, dear, whatever. And actors are actors, right? They're in touch with themselves in an emotional way that normal humans aren't, no offense. But that, I mean, that's part of their talent is they bring that.
That's your uniqueness. And it's right here.
So all actors are, you know, you have to talk to them the same way, you know, saying you have to have respect for them and in their process and what they're doing. And dealing with that fame is different for them as it would be for me, right? So it wasn't about age. It was more about they're an actor and you have to deal with them because you guys do wear your emotions on your sleeves because you have to. That's your job, right?
Yeah.
So you have to sort of be aware and conscious of that when you're yelling, go camera right.
Exactly. It's like,
you have to be conscious of, oh, they're in a different place than I am right now.
Before we go, is there anything that you want to promote that are out there? Do you want to shout out your socials? Where can the people see you? Where can they fangirl over you?
Follow me on Instagram at Dara Renee, on TikTok at Dara_Renee. And you can see me on tour. We're going to 62 stops.
Woo-hoo. With Descendant Zombies?
Yeah, Descendants and Camp Rock.
There's 20 of the 60 songs right there.
Yes. But I'm so excited to see everybody that's coming. And even if you don't come, literally come to a live that I'm having or whatever the case may be and just express yourself. And I just want to also encourage everybody to be themselves and to have fun. Life is too short.
Yes.
Have fun.
I'm in awe.
Yeah.
I've known you forever. It's been a long time now, and I still, every time, it's like, it's just magic for me. You're genuinely one of my favorite people, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
So. I love you, Jason, so much! We love you, Jason, so much!
All right. I think we did. I'm gonna wrap this up now. Thanks you guys so much for hanging out with us. If you want to watch the pod, please make sure to subscribe to Best of Both Our Worlds YouTube channel. Helps us a ton if you like, subscribe, smash the bell, do all the things. Let's game that algorithm. Follow the show on Instagram at Best of Both Our Worlds Podcast, on TikTok at Best of Both Our Worlds. We're going to skip X again because that's my favorite bit now. Do you clowns want to shout your stuff out, or should we just put it up on the screen?
Just throw it up on the screen.
We're going to throw it up on the screen, take a look, and we're going to move past that. This has been Best of Both Our Worlds, created and hosted by Jason Earls, Douglas Danger Liebline, and my friend Shannon Flynn.
Woo!
Executive producer Renee Colvert, produced and edited by Jeffrey Murphy, recorded at Quest Pacifica, original music by my friend Joe Serafini, and social media strategy by my other friend Shelby Stahl and beloved social. And Dara, would you take us out for this episode?
Okay. And with that, good day, Daddy. I said good day.
We did it.
Best that was ever. Amazing.
Thank you.
You're my favorite. Thank you.
Dara, thank you so much.
I love that.
That
you guys.
Was, oh my God, that was incredible. Thank you so much.
I'm so grateful.
And there we go.